We were doing a camp this past summer, and the speaker was a pastor from Indiana, I think. Indiana, we'll say that. And I loved it. He boiled everything down to this one phrase. He said, live loved. Live loved. He went on to argue, and I agree with him, that any fears, doubts, pride, guilt, all the things that plague us, the sin, as Hebrews 12 calls it, that so easily entangles us, it always, if you trace it back, you can find a line that goes back to a disbelief that God loves you. So how does that work? I go, well, let's say someone wrongs you, right? And you want to hold a grudge because it feels so good, right? I mean, everything we do because we think it's going to give us pleasure. Blaise Pascal argued that, and I agree with him. And then God comes along, he says, no, no, you need to forgive them. Turn your cheek, 70 times 7. Let's say I'm very promiscuous youth, right? And I hear God come and say, do not commit sexual immorality. Flee it. Don't have sex until you're married. If I don't believe that God loves me, what I hear is, I'm trying to ruin your good time. Stop having a good time. But if I believe that God loves me, I hear, I love you. I want what's best for you. I'm protecting you from yourself. It changes things. It also changes my guilt. When I've screwed up and I've fallen, I hear God say, this is how you know what love is, that while you were still sinners, I died for you. It means if I'm not loving God, I'm not performing at a level that I feel like I should, I don't need to try harder and do better and lift myself up by my bootstraps and be all I can be. What I need to do is look back to the cross, because 1 John says we love because he first loved us. So if you're not loving him well, you don't need to try harder. You need to believe that he loves you more. And how do you do that? You keep gazing on Jesus. Because Jesus says, you're so bad I had to die for you. And that humbles you out of however proud you think you are or should be. It robs you of your right to be proud. But it also says, Tim Keller's a pastor in New York, he explains this well. He says, it also says that I'm so loved that Jesus was glad to die for me. And that, my friends, it lifts us up out of our fear. It lifts us up out of our failure. And it robs us of our right to be depressed and wallow in our guilt. Could you imagine giving up fear, giving up pride, giving up guilt, changing over those motivations for new ones of love and gratitude? We love. Why? Not to gain the love of God, but because he has already and does love us. Live loved. Live loved.